Today is Thursday, January 3rd, 2013. I have a little bit of a sore throat today. I felt like my voice is starting to go away, but I'm going to do my best to record a little podcast tonight. I wanted to say Happy New Year to everybody because this is the first podcast of the new year, and tell you that on New Year's Eve, the partner and I had a little dinner party with some friends over to help us ring in the new year. Of course, the partner made an amazing dinner, and everyone loved it. And then at midnight, we poured some champagne and watched the ball drop. We had a really nice evening, and it was a great way to bring in the new year. And then we didn't go to bed until like 2 o'clock in the morning because we were cleaning up and putting things away and so forth. And then, of course, the next day, the partner had a lot of dishes to do, but I didn't help him because, well, he wanted to go to – oh, there's my chair making noise. He wanted to go to church and 12 noon mass, so I went ahead and left at that time. But in any case, we had a wonderful new year, and I hope everyone's 2013 is off to a good start. Today is the third day into the new year, so I don't know really know how it's going to go. I know I did not win the lottery on the first day of the new year, but I got my lottery tickets today. There's my voice for tomorrow and Saturday's, or no, I guess I only got Mega Millions this time because I won $16 in the last one, so off a couple different tickets. So anyway, New Year's is a time when people do their New Year's resolutions, and I can't say that I'm always one to make a New Year's resolution or even to stick to them. And everyone says, or all the people say that, or as Fox News would say, some people say that people do not keep the resolutions that they make, and they usually make too many resolutions. Well, the only one I ever really think about, because it's constantly always on my mind, is losing weight. And I got on the scale this morning, well, actually it was yesterday morning, to weigh myself for the new year and to see that I weigh 219 pounds. That means I gained 6 pounds since, I don't know, early November. Because it was early November that I kind of stopped really watching exactly what I was eating, because holiday things in terms of food and stuff were starting to show up at work, and I nibble on those things and nosh on those and stuff. So I haven't been as diligent about what I've been putting in my mouth during this whole holiday season. And I gained 6 pounds because before, it was like mid-November, I guess, the last time I really watched the scale and it said 213. And that was still about 10 pounds down from the weight that I lost this summer. And I'm still down like, about 7 pounds. But then, of course, getting on the scale yesterday, finding out that I'm 219, it means I gained 6 pounds. So I've got to get – anyway, that's the whole point is the resolution, again, of course, is to lose weight. I would like to get down to 200 sometime in this calendar year, and I think that's realistic. 20 pounds in a year? Yeah, I can do that. During the holiday time, I think since I last recorded the partner and I purchased holiday gifts, Christmas gifts, whatever, for ourselves. We each, we give each other gifts, but then we buy ourselves something. And this year, the partner got a new 40-inch TV, Toshiba, 40-inch LED TV that is 1080p with 120 hertz. I guess it's processor. I don't know. I know it's the refresh rate on the screen that it refreshes much faster than a 60 hertz. And this thing looks gorgeous. Oh, my God. The picture is absolutely amazing, especially on Turner Classic Movie Channel. You know, they play the old movies. And I don't know what it is, but all the movies that we watch now on that channel on his new TV look like it's live. I don't know how the TV does it. I don't know what the broadcast, signal is or whatever, but these movies look like they're live. We watched The Way We Were on TV, and it was like Barbara Streisand was right in the living room with us, and so was Robert Redford. It was just amazing. The picture is absolutely amazing. And then later on New Year's Day, they were showing Ocean's 11, and we watched that, not New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, I should say, And we had that on it while the guests were, we were getting ready to watch the ball drop, but I was showing them the new TV, and they could not get over this picture of, I mean, it makes these old movies look like they're live on TV, like they're doing a live play or something. It's really amazing. Anyway, he got this new TV, and it is absolutely gorgeous. I was hoping to get a new TV this year, but I don't think it's going to happen because I owe too much on my credit card. Plus, I just got myself a brand new camera. I got the Canon T4i. I had a Canon T3i, but for some reason, I've had that camera for like a year and a half, going on 2 years, and I've just never really connected to that T3i for some reason. I could never work the settings right. I mean, I think I took some great pictures with it, but I just never really connected to that camera. Well, the T4i, the biggest change in that, well, there's two huge changes from the T3i. The T4i has a touchscreen display panel, little 3-inch display panel, so you can just tap the screen and change all your settings right there on the screen instead of having to turn the wheel and then turn this other little wheel. So I like that part of it. It's much easier to change settings, whether it's the ISO or the f-stop or, you know, or whatever. You can do that much quicker and easier on the touchscreen. But the biggest thing that I like is that the video recording feature now has automatic focus when you move the camera. Now, on the T3i, I mentioned this on the video that I shot of the Christmas tree. I used the T3i for that. And it's like fixed focus. You focus on one thing and then you start recording the video. And so when I was doing the ornaments on the tree, I would, you know, literally physically move the camera in and out to get them focused on the different ornaments. And that's why I know Scotty said on Twitter that it looked like it was artsy. And I think, well, yeah, that's exactly what it was. But what I liked was how beautifully it did focus on the ornaments. And some of them really look really cool in the video. So I think that's probably my best video I've ever shot. Anyway, on the new camera, with the kit lens that it comes with, and a couple other lenses, they have, I think it's STM. I don't know what the STM stands for. But you press, the video mode, and then you press the button halfway down, and it will focus on whatever's right in the middle of the screen. Then as you move, it will track faces, or, you know, if things are moving, it'll supposedly track that and keep that one thing in focus. So, and you can also refocus along the way. Like you can press the button in the middle of the video, and it will refocus on whatever item is right in the middle. So I think that's going to be kind of cool for when we do wine videos and so forth. I don't know exactly, because I really haven't shot any video with it yet, but I think it will be pretty cool when I actually do go to shoot a video. So I have lots of time to play with the camera and figure out the whole video situation and, of course, taking pictures. When I came home on Tuesday on New Year's Day from the partner's house, I stopped at Theodore Roosevelt Island in Washington, D.C. to play with the camera and take some pictures. And it was a very gloomy, gray day, and it was definitely not the best day to take pictures. But the only thing that was a benefit was that there was nobody in this park, and I could get shots of the monument, or I mean the memorial, whatever, the statue of Theodore Roosevelt without having people, you know, right in the middle. So I was able to take a whole bunch of shots. I probably took, I don't know, maybe 100 or so. And I just posted yesterday the, not the three best, but just three of the shots that I thought were pretty good. But again, the gray day made the pictures not that great. So anyway, I really like the new camera, and I'm going to continue, of course, taking pictures and stuff. Now, that just makes me think of something else. If you go over to the website to look at those pictures, you're going to notice that the website has changed. I mentioned this on Twitter earlier. I changed the format where there's one column of content, and I was able to make it 900 pixels, I guess, across. Pixels, or I don't know what it is, but the content length, I think, is 1,000, and the pictures is 900 or something like that. And so I'm able to post larger pictures, because I've always wanted to have the pictures be bigger on the screen so people could actually see the detail in the pictures and so forth. And so I went back and I reposted like the last, I don't know, couple of days of pictures and made them larger to fit on the screen. So go check out the website and you'll also see I did a self-portrait on New Year's Day just for history's sake. And I think somebody said on Facebook or Twitter I should smile, but I don't like to smile in pictures because my chubby cheeks, I think they're chubby, they close up my eyes and I get lots of wrinkles around my eyes, even though I do have wrinkles. Yes, of course I do, but it's much worse when I smile and my eyes tend to disappear somewhat. So I did not smile in that picture, but again, I was able to post a nice, really big picture. You can see detail, and of course, I'm looking at it right now, and you can see my gray hair, and you can see, I should have shaved that day, but you can see wrinkles in my face. And you know, so what? I'm 48 years old. I expect to have wrinkles. So check out the changes on the website. Now, other things that have changed. I posted this on Twitter yesterday. The Arthur and Paul podcast has ended. Our schedules just did not work out together. As much as I enjoy talking with and recording with Arthur, we just could not get it together in terms of schedules and recording on a regular schedule, recording at a regular time. It was just becoming too much of a hassle. So I kind of asked Arthur if he wanted to let it end, and he didn't really want to, but you know, it will free up some time for him, I guess. So we both decided we would just end the podcast. I know we only had like 14 episodes, something like that, but that is now ended. So I'm just going to, Arthur said, you know, he'll keep his content on his site and I'll keep my content on my site. But maybe in the future, there'll be times when we, you know, whatever, guest host on each other's podcast, who knows. We'll let the future decide that. So anyway, the Arthur and Paul podcast has ended. Sorry about that. I know that upsets some people, but we appreciate your support and all of that throughout the months that we were recording. So thank you. Now, this being the new year, I'm not making a resolution, but I'm going to try to record at least once a week. I think I recorded exactly a week ago today. I did a week ago. That was last Thursday. So I'm going to try to record once a week, but you never know. Sometimes with this podcast, I've gone 3 or 4 weeks without recording a podcast, but I'm going to try to do that. And really, the really last thing was that I went back to work yesterday after the week and a half off, and it was just murder killing me. And I've had this sinus issue going on for more than a week now, and as I said earlier, it's sounding like I'm beginning to lose my voice. I hope I have my voice tomorrow. But we'll see, because I have this very deep, scraggly, whatever voice right now. Anyway, that's actually all I have to talk about. So I hope your new year is off to a good start. Thank you for the support, and feel free to leave comments and even call the voicemail. Oh, and on the website, you have to scroll all the way down to the bottom to get to all the information, email and voicemail and links to other blogs and other podcasts. So, that's all I have. So, until next time, bye.